are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a lot to talk about today. First of all, they're saying that migraines may actually cause permanent brain damage. Now, many of us suffer from migraines. We could take something to knock it out, or we tell the kids to go to grandma's, or we kick grandma out of the house, and the migraine usually goes away. But the fact that it could leave some permanent damage is pretty frightening to a lot of us, since 10 to 15% of us suffer from migraines. So we're going to talk about that. Another study has come out saying don't underestimate a man's depression. Men are just as likely to suffer from depression as women. And it's not a woman problem. It's a man problem. Just men may not feel as it may not be as easy for men to be able to bring those symptoms forth when they talk to the doctor or when they talk to their spouses or family members. Really, really important for you to identify if the man in your house is depressed. Now, I already assumed that the man in my house was depressed ever since he had to say I do to me. But believe me, right, I mean, you know, he hides it well. I mean, if he is depressed, I don't know about it. I don't even think I want to know. He's married to me. That's just the way it is. Then I guess scientists have been able to grow a miniature human brain the size of a pea in the laboratory. Remember I told you how much I hate the taste of peas? Yeah, I really don't like peas. Well, I guess they're making brains the size of peas so they can do experiments on them. We'll talk about why that is even necessary. You know, maybe a piece of broccoli, you could actually look at it more. Then it looks like kids are really bucking this healthier lunch program. And some schools are losing money. So if the healthy lunch program is going out the window, what are we going to be feeding our kids? New study has come out saying 9 million of us pop pills to go to sleep. You know, Sleepless in Seattle? They're calling this article from NBC News, Sleepless in the States. Then a lot of us have brain farts or senior moments, but a lot of us, we aren't seniors when we have our brain farts. They think there's actually a protein issue in the brain that could be causing these brain farts. So we need to talk about that. No. Eating it doesn't make you fart. It's these kind of brain farts. I don't like to call it senior moments because non-seniors have it too. Some good news about Valerie Harper's terminal brain cancer. Appears to be in remission. Pretty cool stuff. A lot of stuff to talk about today. So as you can see, we've got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Thomas from Madison, Wisconsin writes, my doctor is 15. This is interesting. I want to read you guys this email. And was nearly date raped this summer. She was able to get the boy to stop. But what can I do other than arm her with a weapon to prevent this from happening again? She's turning 16 this November. I'm a single father. Her mother's not involved as I hold sole custody. Okay, so he goes on about that. Okay, so his 15-year-old daughter was nearly date raped this summer, was able to get out of it. What should he do as a father? Now, I mean, the easy thing for me to tell him and, you know, to tell any of you that have this situation is don't be letting your 15-year-old daughter date. Okay, keep her locked up in the house until she's 25. Keep them safe, right? We have guns, all right? So, I mean, we could protect her as long as we stand in front of her, right, in the house. We don't have daughters, but that's what I would be doing, okay? I mean, she would be in we would be locked and loaded, and, you know, ready to defend her, no dating at all. But that's not practical. You got a single father, the daughter's out there dating. You know, this is a tough one, okay? And I have a lot of issues with what kids are doing these days, but I feel really bad for a lot of these girls who are naive about how to navigate through a date or how to protect themselves. A similar story is you heard about the Montana judge. This has been a headline. I guess a Montana judge had sentenced a rapist of a little girl, a 14-year-old girl, who apparently was raped by her teacher. And I guess the teacher was going to serve only 30 days of a 15-year sentence. And I believe in one of the statements that was made by Judge G. Todd Bow, he had said something to the effect of the 14-year-old girl was as much in control of the situation as the former teacher was. I don't know what the facts are of the case. Apparently he has recanted that and apologized for saying that. But I think we maybe need to spend a couple minutes on, being politically incorrect, talking about how we can maybe protect our girls and our boys too, all right, and maybe how we should train them, okay, to be aware of these types of situations that can happen. I don't think anybody who's a rape victim is in control, because if they were, they wouldn't be raped. So I disagree with the judge's statement, and he said it came out wrong. Okay, I think anybody who's raped is a victim. But are there some things we should be doing to teach our kids, okay, even our boys too, all right, how to protect themselves, how not to fall as a victim, fall prey as a victim, okay? Now, I know some of you are kind of thinking that many, you know, young girls out there are Miley Cyrus-ing it, right? Except maybe not on as much of a global scale with the twerking or whatever, all right? And that, you know, certain boys aren't going to be able to control themselves. Well, this is exactly a conversation we need to have. We need to either have it in the school, we need to either have it in the home, but how do we teach our children some self-control? How do we teach our children how to not be a temptation? How do we teach our children to protect themselves if they get into the situation? And how do we teach our children to prevent the situation altogether? This is something I see a complete absence of in our schools. Okay, we've been talking about smoking, and that's good. You know, we have the Tar Wars program. We have, much classroom time on smoking. We're spending a lot of time on drugs. That's great. That's great. But what are we doing now about date rape, sexual assault, etc.? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new Justin Case Pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hey, all you Dead Doctors Don't Lie fans, this is Justin Baker. If you missed the Doc Wallach seminar in January right here in Santa Cruz, then now is your chance to see him again. Dr. Wallach is going to be doing a Central California Health Tour the first weekend in September 2013. You'll have 4 opportunities to attend his world-renowned health lecture, which is helping people from around the globe reverse disease. Doc will be at the Pacific Cultural Center at 1307 Seabright Avenue in Santa Cruz on Tuesday, September 3rd. The doors open at 6:30 p.m. On Wednesday, September 4th at 6:30 p.m., we will be in Modesto at Soul Harvest Worship Center, 4718 Greenleaf Court, followed by 2 lectures on Thursday, September 5th at 10:30 a.m. at Mosswood Park Great Hall at 3612 Webster Street in Oakland. And the last event of the health tour will be in Sacramento the evening of September 5th at 6:30 p.m. at the Church of Scientology at 1007 6th Street. Don't miss these life-changing events. Seating is limited, so contact me today at 831-331-9523. That's 831-331-9523 to reserve your free VIP seats.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There, but I'm back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so we're talking about, big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. So we're talking about kind of a variety of subjects that I think has to be addressed that isn't being addressed. What are we doing to prepare our kids a little bit better in this day and age when some of them are becoming victims, some of them could be putting themselves into a position where they're victims, some of them could be tempted to do something that they shouldn't be doing. All right, I mean, what is our generation's, what is our goal for our future generation or our kids or our teenagers in terms of what type of a population do we want to later have and what can we ingrain in them now as their kids? For example, you know, we've talked about how the military thinks that our youth is becoming a threat to our national security because they're too obese, they aren't physically fit enough to later join the ranks of the military. You know, that's some scary stuff, you know, and I agree. I think we need to get our kids healthier. I think they need to be physically fit, not so much for national security, but just in general. So I agree with that, and I think that's a movement we're doing. You know, a interesting story I saw today that caught my eye is I guess there was a spider in a girl's house in Oregon, so she called the 911 dispatcher. Officer came to her home to kill the spider. I guess he rolled up a magazine, killed the spider for her. What a cool cop, by the way. All right, I think it was like a tarantula or something. And now, mind you, I don't blame her. I mean, I would freak out about a spider, too. I wouldn't call 911. I would probably get a neighbor. But she calls 911. Officer comes. I guess the spider was about 2 inches in size. All right, even though it's not protocol, he helped the woman out. What a hero. I dig cops. I think that's wonderful. But, okay, here's another example. Our teenagers can't even kill a spider. I mean, what are we doing here? Okay, whatever happened to the 4 or 5 year olds that were helping the parents tend to the farm? And I mean, I'm not saying our kids need to work in sweatshops or anything like that, but what, we're not a real tough, well prepared society anymore. I mean, if we have to call the police to kill a spider. Now, I'm not saying schools need to teach kids how to kill spiders, but how do we make our kids more independent? Now, already, some schools out there are training kids to, get jobs, interview, and I dig that. That's probably one of the smartest things a school could do right now. Teach you how to get through an interview. Teach you how to do a resume. Teach you how to dress for an interview. Teach you posture. Teach you good speaking skills, communication skills. That's imperative and good for that school. But now, what about the other flip side? Okay? We have girls getting raped at parties, girls getting drunk or possibly drugged at parties, then being assaulted, and then that being strewn all over the internet. I mean, there's some pretty scary stuff. Now, we touched upon this subject a while back, and we didn't really get to, dive into it as much because, it's a tough subject, but, many of us, let's just put that statement out there. People who are victims of rape, they're victims, okay? No, I don't think they have any control over the situation. It's not their fault. If they're raped, they are a victim, and we need to teach our youth how to, or basically all of us, how to avoid being in that situation. But what about the, shall we say, if we could venture into this topic without ticking people off, the topic of women or girls or young preteens twerking, which I guess is a new word now that's going to be added into our dictionary, sexual thrusts with dancing. What about some of the dress that some of our kids are wearing? What about some of the behaviors that some of them are engaging in, yet they aren't taught that they could be at risk for bad things happening to them as a result? We're not saying they're causing it, but that they could become a target. Are we teaching our daughters, our granddaughters, our sons, what could they be doing that's unfortunately making them a target? Even with bullying, are we teaching kids how not to be bullied? I mean, there are some things. I mean, I had to actually have some real good sit-downs with my kids. I love my boys to death. But there's a couple things they like to do that's really stupid. They'll make some real stupid sounds or stupid jokes. And me and my husband pulled them aside going, if you do that kind of stuff in school, you're going to get your butt kicked. Oh, Mom, it's funny. It really isn't funny. Okay? You making weird Chewbacca sounds or sounding like some beached whale in labor can actually probably get you beat up. All right. Are you guys having conversations like that with your kids? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, we don't want to give the kids a complex. Nobody is talking to their kids about things they need to do. If your daughter is wearing some sort of a mini skirt and her bra is showing out of her blouse, are any of you telling her that she's looking like a hoochie mama or a hussy or whatever the term is now? You know, in the olden days, if a girl, let's say, didn't want to be a target, they would dress a certain way. And the girls who dressed a little bit more loose, okay, would be a signal for boys, this was, we're talking decades ago, that they could be approached, right? Just like the brothels in the 1800s, the women would have their busts showing and they would be wearing more vivacious colors. I mean, I'm not saying this is practical for today, but what I'm saying is in the olden days, men would be able to identify who was somebody they could approach for the hibbity-dibbity and who was somebody they couldn't approach. And dress was maybe not an effective weapon, but dress was a weapon. It was a deterrent. Okay? Now, for sickos, it didn't deter them. But for regular population, they would be like, you know what? Her dress is buttoned up all the way to her neck. Her skirt is long. She's not wearing certain makeup. I don't go to her. Well, nowadays, boys can't discern who they could approach and who they can't. It's very, very confusing for to people, okay? And in the olden days, you would assume somebody was a virgin, and if somebody wasn't a virgin, everybody would know who that non-virgin was. Now, it seems like nobody wants to be a virgin anymore. In fact, virgins are advertising that they're not, so people don't think they're a virgin. Now, how do you expect the young population to act when still kids are animals also? All right? I mean, you know, an adult doing, pouncing on somebody, okay, without any rhyme or reason has obviously animalistic tendencies that are being overcome by what they could, you know, physically do as a human to hold themselves back. But, I mean, these kids could be like little animals too. And what are we teaching our children when it comes to how to control yourself? Okay? Do we teach girls that if you wear clothes like that and have the bra showing, etc., that you would be a target? Yeah, we try to. And they don't listen to us. Now, I'm not saying this in any particular case or situation. I'm not saying anybody who dresses like that, if something happened to them, it's their fault. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is why aren't we in the schools, why aren't we as parents putting a stop to some of this ridiculous dress that these people are doing? Or even the boys with their pants hanging down. Why are we seeing people's underwear? Underwear is supposed to be under your wear. Underwear is not supposed to be outerwear. I told you guys what I did for Halloween. For those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show. For Halloween, I had no money to buy a costume. I didn't know what to wear. And this was in medical school. So what I decided to do was be inside out. It's a very cheap costume for any of you that want to come up with a costume that doesn't cost any money. So I had shorts and a shirt. Then I wore the bra and the panties. Then I put Kleenex on the bra, and then I had a maxi pad on the panties, so I was inside out, okay? Yeah, my professors were there. They thought I was a complete idiot or whatever, cheap costume, whatever, okay? But nowadays, people are wearing underwear outside their clothes, right? You guys see that, like, in the gym? It's almost like a G-string type thing over. What is this? Why are clothes inside out? Why are we doing this? Well, because it's the style. Well, then, if it's the style, why aren't we teaching people how to protect themselves from then getting jumped? Okay? Teach them how to hold a weapon. Teach them some Krav Maga. But protect your kids. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So migraines can cause permanent brain damage, according to this one study, which I think freaks a lot of us out. Since 10 to 15% of us suffer from migraines, whether we have the aura, whether we don't, migraines are pretty debilitating. For me, I just have to go to bed and pray that the knife that's in my head, right, stops turning, right, and somebody pulls it out by the time I wake up. That's usually what I pray for. And luckily, when I wake up, hopefully it's gone. But Dr. Masoud Asha of the University of Copenhagen says, our review and meta-analysis study suggests that the disorder may permanently alter brain structure in multiple ways. Now, they looked at 19 different studies to see if people who had migraines had an increased risk of brain lesions or if they had volume changes of the brain on MRI brain scans than those who didn't. And they said those who had migraine with aura increased the risk of white matter brain lesions by 68%, and migraine without the aura, aura could be certain lights or sounds or nausea or other types of things that precede the migraine, though they were at a little bit less risk, but by 34% compared to people who didn't have a migraine at all. They said the risk for brain abnormalities increased by 44% for those with migraine with aura compared to those without aura. The volume changes, etc. So, okay, so what does this mean? Does it mean that we could be more at risk for dementia if we were migraine sufferers? Now, what would be a very easy study to do is look at people who have dementia, easy in theory, and find out if they suffered from migraines. Problem is many people with dementia, if their long-term memory is starting to go, you may not be able to get as good a history. So you would have to ask secondary family members like children, etc. Well, you know, and then try to get the history that way. But I've always felt that something as severe or cyclical or as repetitive as a migraine had to leave some mark. Okay, I don't know what that mark could particularly be. But this is an interesting study, and we're going to kind of go a little bit more into depth on this later this hour. But I want to give you guys breaking news. Right now, the UK is voting on Syria and plans. They are voting on the decision whether to take military action or not. From what I understand, in the United States, I believe certain Security Council members are supposed to be meeting with Obama this morning. We don't have any word if Obama's going to try to bring a special session of Congress this month while they're on vacation to decide whether to act on Syria or not. So I apologize. This is breaking news right now. UK is currently voting on Syria right now. All right. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Not to switch subjects here, but this is something that's been asked of me over the last couple of days. If I could review what this sarin gas is. We've talked about this multiple times on the show. This is the nerve agent that, we believe, through Israeli intelligence that President Assad had used on his people, killing multiple people. This is a very, very scary, extremely potent nerve agent. It was originally developed in Germany pre-World War II as a pesticide. It's clear, it's colorless, it's tasteless, and the CDC gives a real good breakdown of what this is. It could easily evaporate into the air, spread throughout the environment, even though it's not natural, it's man-made, but it's very easily spread and carried through our environment. We talked about a couple terrorist attacks in Japan back in the 90s where we saw this used. It also easily mixes with water. So if somebody wanted to do chemical warfare on us and actually hurt our water supply, they could do so because sarin could easily mix with water. Okay. Thus far, most of the exposure has been through the air, skin contact, eye contact, etc. But what's kind of scary is sarin is heavier than air, so it'll settle to the lower parts of the environment rather than the upper. So when it gets shot out there, instead of it just rising to the upper atmosphere, it'll settle. Okay. Now, how it works is pretty scary, even though there is an antidote, I'm sorry. But what it does is it prevents, from what I believe, the acetylcholine, which is kind of an enzyme that acts as like an off switch for glands and muscles, etc. If you don't have this blockage, the muscles keep twitching. And what ends up happening is because you get too exhausted to breathe. It's not that it paralyzes the muscles. Is that you have such a micro hyperstimulation because you don't have that feedback effect that you end up exhausting and then going into respiratory failure from that. Okay? If God forbid something like this ever happened in our area, we've been warning people of what to look for. You could have anything from breathing issues, you know, to cough, to diarrhea, to headache, to your pressure either dropping or spiking, to runny nose, watery eyes. The pupils, rather than dilating, may actually become very small and pinpoint. You could have shortness of breath, obviously, trouble breathing, and then you could start going into the confusion, loss of consciousness, convulsions, paralysis, respiratory failure. So we've talked about what to do if, God forbid, you are exposed to this. You got to get the hell out of the area if you can. If your clothes were exposed, take these clothes off, okay? Don't pull anything over your head that can be ripped off or unbuttoned off, okay? Because you don't want to expose your eyes or your mucous membranes to the sarin gas. If you do take off your clothes and you feel fine, and you want the health department to get, you know, to, I guess, find, you don't know where to put the clothes because you don't want anybody going through the garbage and then being exposed, they say put in a plastic bag, locate the local state or health department, emergency personnel, so they know that your clothes are in the bag. Okay, I'm sure they won't arrest you for being naked. Immediately, we need you to wash this stuff off. All right, rinse the eyes, do an eye wash, body wash for at least 10 to 15 minutes. Contact the local health department because they'll also tell you what to do, poison control center, etc. So it's some scary stuff. It's some scary stuff. I know many of you think we're on the brink of World War III. I'm not sure where our government is going with this. I know they gave them a red line that they apparently crossed. We've been hearing some conflicting reports that that America still doesn't have absolute proof that this was ordered by Assad, so they can't go in and bomb if they aren't sure that it was him to begin with. And so obviously there's a lot of discussion. We've been seeing this with UK's parliament. We're starting to see this now with our government. So I'm not sure where this is going. I'll keep you posted if we get any breaking news during the show. But I do appreciate your texts and emails. I haven't been able to write you back because I think you guys know just as much as I do on this. And it's pretty scary stuff. I mean, a war in the Middle East is something we've wanted to avoid, especially with everything we've gone through now with Iraq and Afghanistan. But, you know, once you make the threat, okay, you know, and you make the threat that there's a red line, okay, it's very hard for the government to publicly change its stance going, you know what, we're going to let this one pass. Okay, you know, that's why you got to be really, really careful with these red lines that you give out. Because you need to be prepared to act. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back from break, I want to talk about at least 9 million Americans are taking prescription sleeping pills, and it is rising. The amount of, amount of people with insomnia or the inability to get to sleep, I think is higher than it's ever been. So what helps you guys sleep? What has been your trick of the trade so you don't have to go to the pills? And what would be a good approach? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy. Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@gcnlive.com. Again, that's advertise@gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Guidero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got James on the line. Hey, James, how you doing?
It's going good. Quick question before I ask the question. When are you on Pawn Stars? I have been home for 3 days, watched a marathon, haven't seen you once.
There's three episodes. One is the Rick and Roll, one is the Dog Day Afternoon, and another is It has a cigar in the name. Close but no cigar. It's on my website.
Oh, okay.
So,
I don't know if you've heard, but in the light of the Syria conflict now, it seems mm-hmm. like the president wants to go at it alone. He wants to mm-hmm. give the order without congressional approval and is defying both parties, the Democrats, his supporters, and the Republicans as well. Mm-hmm. So does that not speak volumes of a dictator?
Well, I got to tell you, I heard that too, and I've never felt any confidence with his commander-in-chief abilities or his economic abilities or any of his abilities when it comes to health care. So that doesn't shock me because I've never really felt that our current president understood the Constitution to begin with, let alone read it. So it doesn't surprise me at all that he would have decided to, you know, recruit Congress with that. But, yeah, I did hear that he wanted to make the call without us. And but like I said, why was he making the red line to begin with? You don't give somebody a red line.
I have a small theory. You know, Washington is notorious, as we're finding out, for creating problems so they can turn around and solve them. Now, you know, going back to Benghazi, you know, there was this skirmish over there, and they were found out that there's arms dealings and all that going on. What if this is tied to that in an abstract way where maybe he's backing the al-Qaeda rebels over there? Are these the same guys who are supposed to bomb the Twin Towers on 9/11? And now it's turning on him, and he's got to eliminate them to save face.
Ooh.
So
you could make a movie out of this, James. That would be a great screenplay for a movie. I don't know. I don't know. The only thing I could say, and again, I mean, I'm a doctor, so I'm obviously not a political analyst, and nobody ever wants to listen to what I have to say on politics, right? Yeah, and unfortunately, because unfortunately, there's a lot of people that are very, very left that listen to the show, so they don't like it when I start to go off about how I feel this administration is doing things. But the level of trust for our government is so low, I think lower than it's ever been. Nothing surprises me. Do I think that this could be fabricated by them, or I don't really know. I wouldn't even want to venture to say that. I think the Middle East does have the, ability to, you know, do their own dictatorial, mass murder. I think any country doesn't really need the U.S. influence to do this. So I wouldn't really probably stand to say Obama was behind this by any means, but do I think that they exploit certain crises and use them to their political advantage? I think government's done that all along. So, James, thanks for calling and definitely giving some, you know, food for thought on that one. I mean, I'm nervous. I watch the news, and to think that we have absolutely no control and we're watching this stuff happen and we're watching that we are, you know, lives and our troops and our neighboring countries, right, could be at the hands of somebody who really was never even that qualified and, you know, doesn't want to recruit qualified people to help make certain decisions. It scares the hell out of us, just like with healthcare. Right? I think I've never been so concerned about what our healthcare future was going to be ever all these years until now. And it's frustrating. And it's not just Obama's fault. There's a lot of people to blame with this. But, I mean, for those of you kind of watching the news going, are we going into World War III or not? I'm with you on that. I am really, really concerned about what's happening with the Middle East. I mean, the Middle East has always had turmoil. I mean, I just kind of wish, right, you know, somebody could call Israel up and let them do what they do best, okay, and kind of handle this for us. But I'd really like to know what Israel's thinking with all this. And I know if they're smart, they're just kind of staying quiet, watching what's going on. But wouldn't it be nice to just say, all right, you know what, Israel, take care of this, please. Okay? I tell you, I love Israel. God bless Israel. God bless America. All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. So while many of us are kind of up at night, not being able to sleep, figuring out what the hell is going on, now with our military future, many of you are going to the pills. Close to 9 million of us taking sleeping pills, and that's an underestimation because many of you are taking your brothers, your sisters, your husbands, your wives, sleeping medication to sleep. And this insomnia problem is an impetus for other diseases to brew, whether it be high blood pressure, diabetes, heart disease, etc. Because insomniacs appear to have higher levels of these types of diseases. Is it because of the stress hormone, the cortisol kicking in, causing extra sugar? Is it because lack of sleep causes high blood pressure? Is it the stress? Who knows what it is? All right? But looks like Mark, you want to talk about Syria. Am I boring you with the whole sleeping thing? All right, a bunch of us have insomnia. Let's go back to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We got Jim calling from New Mexico. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing, Dolly?
Awesome. What's going on, buddy?
Hey, I just got some food for thought. Do you think we will attack these countries if we were, like, right over there in the Middle East? Will it make a difference, or just because it's convenient for us because we're across the pond? What do you think?
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, it's definitely nice that we're across the pond. I mean, it's very easy for us to make certain decisions because we're not Israel sitting right there. And so I think, even though any military decision that we make should be objective of that, I mean, you know, a good general, you know, fights a fight depending on wherever the terrain, or I mean, they would have, you know, for example, I mean, if you're going to go in and make that type of decision, you need to understand that whether we were there locally being exposed to sarin gas or it coming over the pond, that would still be the same threat. But absolutely, we are in a much safer position making, you know, any decisions here and then launching whatever airstrikes, although they were talking about still using ground troops, which kind of confuses me. They said they were talking about this a couple days ago, that if we did move into Syria, they would, you know, expect that ground troops would also be a part of this. Not that the fighting would always include nerve gas, but I don't want our military there at all. If they don't have to be on the ground with the sarin gas. This is a cluster. What do you think?
Hey, thank you. I appreciate that answer. And also, I like to talk about that sleep deprivation. I did do a paper on that in college, and it's absolutely true information with leads to heart condition, all kind of high blood pressure, because people take sleep for granted, and it's an important part of our brain development, even as we age.
Mm, mm. What did you study in college?
Psychology. Neuroanatomy psychology.
Oh, great, great. That's a tough subject. No. Great, Jim. Thank you for your call. Yeah, this lack of sleep is a symptom that I think many of us just deal with because we are so busy worrying about our hearts and our lungs and our blood work and obesity that and it's easy to fix. You just pop a pill. So, you know, on my show, I'm going to be stressing the importance of making sure that something like this does not get blown off. Unfortunately, we're at the end of this first hour, so don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.